Hey, Amid Aleph 5A3. 11 lines from the end of the page. Now, the connection really between this... You want a Gemara? Or you know by heart?
I knew it by heart before I was born.
I think we all did that. I think we all know by heart.
Okay, Darish Bar Kapara. The reason the Gemara has mentioned this because before Bar Kapara was mentioned about the Psula getting married on Wednesday, so the Gemara brings on a different statement of his. Darish Bar Kapara, Bar Kapara learned. G'day L'maitza Tzadikim. The actions of tzaddikim are even greater than Hashem created in heaven and earth. What tzaddikim do is even greater than what Hashem's creation of the world. Why? Because b'maisa shemayim v'aretz, what, 11 lines at the end of the page. Hey, Amid Aleph. The ilu b'maisa shemayim v'aretz, because by heaven and earth it says, af yodi yostaretz, my hand laid the foundation of the earth, v'imini in my right hand, Tipcha Shamayim measured out the heavens. So what do you see? Earth was created with one hand of Hashem, and heaven was created only with one hand of Hashem. Ve'ilu b'maisa tzadikim k'siv, by tzadikim the Torah says, Mochan l'shivt, and Oz Yashu we say this, Mochan l'shivt, the foundation of your dwelling place that you Hashem made, Migdash Adnai, the Mesa Migdash of Hashem, Kainin l'yodecha, that your hands have established. Plural. Okay, now, that means...
What happened to Dibur? I thought about Dibur kings were created.
Yeah, but it means he stretched out the hand in the form of chesed. It was Dibur, but it was a Dibur of chesed. So here it says, plural, kainin lo yadecha. Okay? So what do you see from here? That the action of tzaddikim is two hands of Hashem. And heaven and earth was only one hand each. So the Gemara says, hey, shibavli echot. So Babylonian answered, and his name was Reb Chiya, and he says, no, I'll show you. V'yabeshes yod of Yetzaru. Another verse in Tanakh says, V'yabeshes in Tilim, right? The dry land, yodov, Hashem's hands, Yetzaru formed. So you see that even earth was created by two hands of Hashem. So Gemara says, no, yod iksiv, because it's read, yodov, plural. But in Tilim, it's written Yodoy, singular. You know, in Tilim, you have reading and the way it's read and the way it's written.
There is no Yud in the Tilim?
Right. So it says, he brings out at the bottom, Taka, in our Tilim, it's Taka Yod of plural. But the Gemara answers, it could have been written Yodoy, whatever. And there are different versions in those days too. So the Gemara said, but Iksiv, Yatzaru, they fashioned. Okay, Yad, if you want to see, mean one hand. But it says, they fashioned. So how could you say it's only one? Rav Nachman, it means like this. Yatzru et Ba'isav. It doesn't mean two hands. The fingers of one hand formed the earth. But it's still one hand. The plural is on the fingers. Where do we see this? Because it says, "Kiyada shamecha ma'ase yetz be'esecha." Your heavens see the work of your fingers. V'yodeach v'chechav ma'ashikananta, the moon and the stars that you've set in place. So again, we see it means the fingers, and that's why it's plural. But the Gemara still looks thing is that heaven and earth was created with one hand each, and tzaddikim accomplished two hands of Hashem. So it's much greater. So again, the Gemara asks, Bob Mesa, I'll ask you a question. It says, Hashemayim misaprim kved kel. The heavens tell the glory of God, Umaisa yodov, and the work of his hands, Magadarakir, the heavens tell. So again, you see clearly that the Pasuk says about heavens, yodov, plural. So how can you say it's only singular? So, Hachikam, this is what it means. Maisi yadem shel tzaddikim. Not Maisi Yod of Magad Rakia. Who tells the work of Sadiqim? Harakia, the heavens. It doesn't mean God. It means like this. Who testifies about the actions of tzaddikim? The heavens. What does it mean? When the tzaddikim are good, it rains. When the tzaddikim are bad, it doesn't rain. Right? When the Jews are good, it rains. When the Jews are bad, it doesn't rain. So that's what it means. My siyodav, if you want to know if the tzaddikim are good or not, you can tell from the heavens. And this finishes this thing with Bar Kapara. So Bar Kapara basically said that the work of the Jew is greater than the heavens and the creation of heaven and earth. Over there is only one hand each, and here it's two hands.
But it looks all the way around.
Huh?
If you use one hand, it's stronger. Hashem, with one hand, create the whole world. Now they have to use two hands.
And that's a double chassid versus single chassid.
Yeah, we'll see. Rashi and Taisus. Taisus talks about this. Okay, let's see Rashi. Like 10 lines from the end of the Rashis. G'deilim ma'asi tzadikim ma'asi yitzir shemayim v'aretz. Right? The Gemara said, the work of tzadikim is greater than the work of shemayim v'aretz. So Rashi said, what's this connected to what we said before about when you get married? So Rashi says, u'mishum bar kapara nokad lo, it's only because of bar kapara. Bar kapara to the state, this is the style of the Gemara. They quote an Amira, and while they're at it, they say other things that he said. So it's really all interconnected. Af yodi chode yad, one hand. Migdash, by the base of Migdash though, maisi yedei tzadikimu, it's the work of tzadikim. And over there it says two hands. So you see tzadikim accomplished two hands, and creation of heaven and earth is only one hand. So Gemara says, hachi kama, this is what it means. Hai maisi yodov, when it says the word maisi yodov, it doesn't mean the work of God's hands, it means the works of tzaddikim's hand. What does it mean? B'maisa tzaddikim ksiv shekruya maisa shulahem, that the actions of tzaddikim are called maisa yodav shalakadosh baruch hu, God's doings. It's interesting. When tzaddikim do something, it's like God does it. Why? V'hochi kama. U'maisa yodav, which is the maisa of tzaddikim, magid or akir, the heaven tells us if the Jews are behaving. Meaning, Harakia made aleim lebrius. The heavens testify for people shem tzaddikim that they're righteous. How? When shem ispalan akshamim, when they daven for rain, umata yod, and the rain comes down. In other words, the heavens testify that the Jews are good. So when they daven, Hashem listens to them right away.
Is it misafin kibud el?
Shemayim misavim kvedel. So he says over there, it also means maisi yodav. The question only a maisi yodav, not misavim kvedel. That doesn't say anything about hands.
So from that,
maisi yodav doesn't mean the work of God's hands. It means the work of tzaddikim's hands.
But that relates to the rain, because
yes. Okay, look all the way at the bottom, Taisus. Dilu by Shemayim Varis is small tesis, two lines from the end of the page in tesis. By Shemayim Varis it says, Afyodi Yosta, my hand made earth. The Mashmachod, only one hand, right? So tesis, Afo Gav, the Saim Kravi Mini Tipcha Shemayim, even though it says the right hand made the heaven. So earth was one hand, and heaven is one hand, Locher is two hands. So he said, V'ami Bishila Kemet Sraba, Yad Hainu Smil. Another thing, the Gemara says in Menachos that when it says Yad, it means left. The Gemara over there says it by Tefillin, right? How do you know you put Tefillin on your left hand? Well, one place of one person over there learns it out. Yotcha is spelled Yud Dalet Chaf Hey. So you read the Yad Keha, the weaker hand. But one opinion, the Gemara says when it says Yad, it means left hand. No, because one second. From this pasuk itself, you see it. It says Afyodi Yosta Aretz, my hand made the earth. V'imini.
Oh, the right.
And his right hand Tipcha Shemayim. So what does Yad mean?
Left.
Because there says with his hand he made earth, and with his right hand he made the heavens. So what does Yad mean? So the Taisa's question is, L'cheder, it's God's hands, two hands. Heaven and earth were made with two hands. So Tosfos says, Mikama came, nevertheless, I mean, I said this when we were learning it. V'chad ma'isa leka l'chad. If you look at heaven separately and earth separately, it's only one hand each. Right? Avu b'maisa tzadikim, but when tzadikim do things, v'chad ma'isa, in one action, like the Beis HaMikdash, it's two hands. You know, Tosfos is just explaining, l'chayra, by creation, is also two hands. The left hand made earth, and the right hand made heaven. So Tosfos says, yeah, but it's two different actions, Shemayim and Aretz. So Shemayim had one hand, Aretz had one hand. But Tzadikim, one action makes two hands. So Tzadikim are even greater. But this is brought down in Basi Lagan, in this Pasuk, in many places, that shows that heaven is greater than earth. Because the left hand made earth. Of Yemini, Yeminai, Tibcha Shemayim. And his right hand measured the heavens. That means heavens were made kaviyachol by Hashem's right hand, and earth was made by God's left hand. Now obviously when you speak right or left, right is more powerful than left. So heaven is more powerful than earth, meaning it's greater.
But Shemayim was created for the sake of earth.
Yeah.
Correct.
The earth's purpose.
Correct. But where's a greater revelation of godliness?
Earth.
No.
No, we made
by nature. Shemayim represents spirituality. Earth represents physical. So you're right, the kavanah, the purpose is for earth. But nevertheless, the revelations of godliness are greater in Shemayim than Shemayim represents spirituality. Earth represents physical.
And the source is higher.
Right. Yeah.
It's lower than the source is
higher. And the purpose is higher.
So everywhere it says, Hashem said, by word, Hashem created. So when it says hand, it's talking about his stamp. That you see Hashem in the...
It's hard to say why. Hashem doesn't have a hand. But hand represents giving. Right? So granted, Hashem created the world with speech, but it says, Elam Chesed Yibon Hashem, each day created with a different sphere. So those levels were the left hand of Hashem, so to speak. The earth. The Chesed of, but all in the left hand of Hashem. A lesser revelation than the right-handed Chesed Gvur Teferes Netzach. In other words, you have in the spiritual realms Chesed Gvur Teferes, right? And then you have in the 7 days of creation Chesed Gvur Teferes. Correct? So that's a higher revelation of Chesed Gvur Teferes than the earth is Chesed Gvur Teferes. Even though the purpose is earth. Okay, next is the interesting Gemara about people talking too much. Darish Bar-Kapara. Bar-Kapara, two lines from the end of the page. Bar-Kapara, again, bringing it down because of Bar-Kapara. Bar-Kapara learned like this. Ma'idichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'yoseid tiyah locha az al azinecha. This is a din in the Torah. When the Jews went to war, Hashem wanted a holy camp. So when they went to war, in addition to the armor and weapons, they needed to have a spike. Why? In case they needed to go to the bathroom, they should dig a hole and then cover it, after they go to the bathroom, cover it with dirt. Push it for the sanctity of the camp. Yeah? So it says, the yasei, the spike, tia locho ala zeinecho, should be on your weapons. That's the simple meaning of the pasuk. Then in addition, so the weapons, you needed to have a spike for the bathroom, okay? So Gemara says, what did he learn? Don't read it as a necha. Your weapons, al is necha, your ears. He said, you should have a spike in your ears, not only in the weapons. That's the simple meaning. He said, what does it mean? Shem yishma adam davar sheino hogun, that if somebody hears something improper, Yaniach et boy ba'oznav, he should stick his fingers in his ears. He's going to explain, why did God make the fingers like a spike? Long. You should be able to stick your finger. Hashem made the fingers fit perfectly into the ear. This is what Bar Kapara says. But he bases it on the Pasuk. When Heyamid Beis all the way on top. The Pasuk says you should have a spike on your weapons to go to the bathroom to dig a hole and cover it. But he said you should have a spike in your ears. Azinecha is also ozen. What does it mean? V'hainu damer Rabbi Elazar said the following. Why are a person's fingers similar to a spike? A spike means a long thing instead of round. He says, why? My time up. He says, the Gemara is interrupting Rabbi Elazar's. He said, why did God make fingers the way he did, in the shape he did? He said, what do you mean? If you want to say that to be separated from each other. So what's his question? It's a very interesting piece. It's a short Gemara, very interesting though. The Gemara thought his question is, why did God make separate fingers? Why didn't he make the hand like a mitt? You know, it's all one...
The question was on the spike.
No, that's him. Bakapada. Rabbi Elazar says something else. Oh. Why are etzba'es shaladam daima liyaseidus? Why are person's fingers like a spike? And the Gemara thought, why did God separate the fingers instead of making all four together? So Gemara says, if you tell, what do you mean? Kolchad v'chadel milsavide. Each finger is used for a different purpose in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Gemara is going to say now what each finger was used in the Beis Hamikdash. Of the fingers. He says like this. The Amar Mar says in the Braise, Zuzeres. The Zeres is the pinky. Now, in the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, it says Zeres Arkei v'Zeres Rochbei. A small finger, the width, and a small finger, the length. So that finger, they needed to measure the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. Zu Kemitza. Kemitza is the fourth finger. It's called Kemitza to scoop up the Mincha offering. The dinner was like this. When they bought the flour offering in the Beis HaMikdash, right, there was a whole stack of flour, the X amount that they bought. So they didn't bring the whole thing on the Mizbeach. It said like this. They scooped up with three fingers. These three fingers. Okay? And therefore this finger is called Kemitza because it was the last. And then they would brush off with the pinky. They would take off any excess flour. And with the thumb, they would take off any excess flour. So the Mincha, the Kemitza, the Kemitz, what the Torah calls the Kemitz, was three fingers. So this finger was used for the Kemitza to get that amount of flour. Zu Amma, the middle finger is called Amma, because it was used in the measurements. Because the Gemara says, how big is an Amma? So the Gemara says, from the middle finger until the elbow of an average sized person. Yeah, midgets and giants. But it says, so the Amma was used to measure, everything was used to measure. The Zedus was to measure the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. The Kemitz of this finger was used to measure the flour offering. The middle finger was made to measure the length from the elbow to here is an amma. And then, zu etzba, the index finger, is used for this blood on the mizbeach, because it says he had to squirt the blood be'etzba'i, with his finger. So what finger did he use to squirt the blood? With this finger. And ze gudol, the thumb. Okay, and he says at the bottom when they did the inauguration thing of a mitzvah, whatever, during the purification service, that you needed to use the thumb. Okay, that was whatever in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara is interrupting Rabbi Elazar's question. The Gemara misunderstood his question. The Gemara thought Rabbi Elazar is asking, why did God make the fingers separated rather than all five together? So I said, what do you mean, why? Because each finger is used for something else. And if they're stuck together, then how can you use them? So, well, like, what's your question? So he said, no, that's not what I meant. Elamata meshupis ki yasedis. Why are they tapered like spikes? This is what Rabbi Elazar says. His question wasn't, why are the fingers separated rather than glued together? Because there's a reason we needed each finger has its own purpose. His question is, why did God make the fingers shaped like this, not round or whatever, it's another shape?
Each one separately or together?
No, this is also. Why did God shape the fingers separate? But why did each one need, we need separate fingers, yeah? But why, this question, why did God shape them this way?
Like a spike.
So he says, Shem Yishma Adam Davar Sheina Hogun, because if a person will hear something improper, Yaniach has Ba'ese Ba'aznav, he should put his fingers in, in his ears.
Which finger?
That's like Lashon Hara.
It depends. How bad it is. Sometimes you need a wider finger. If it's juicy, use the smallest finger. You should hear it. If it's not juicy, it doesn't matter.
And the thumb, they use it for kida, for shishtachave also?
Yeah, different things.
But in other places, says this part, right?
This. Oh, one second. Then he says like this. Tanu dvei Rabbi Shmuel. Mipnei ma'ezen kula koshev al yiraka. Why the whole ear is hard, and this, the lobe, is very soft. It's interesting. The lobe is soft, and the rest of the ear is hard. Why? He says, Shem Yishma Adam Tzavah Sheina Hogun, that if a person will hear something which is improper, Yaakov Al Yilatech, he could stick the lobe into the ear. So God made it bendable. That's what you said.
Oh, it was here. Which one is it? Do this or do that fingers?
Both.
That's with Lashon Hara too, you know?
What?
Lashon Hara.
It's a mitzvah to talk Lashon Hara. So the Gemara says, this is going back to what Bar Kappara said. V'yod tiyah l'cha al hazinecha, not only the spike on the weapons, but you should have your fingers as spiked to stick them into the ear, or the braisa, but Rabbi Shmuel says the ear lobe into the ear, either one. This is the point of what the Tanu Rabbanan learned. A person should not allow his ears to hear dvarim b'teilim, idle work. Why? They're the most easily burnt of all limbs.
What does
nichvot
mean?
Huh? Burnt. Yeah. Not nichvot. What? So it means like this. The ears are soft, they burn first. Okay? Well, he brings out a whole Gemara with Avodah Zarah, if you burn this. The bottom line is, things that are soft burn quicker. So if your ears hear Lashon Hara, because they're softer, they're going to burn first. In Gehenna.
Yeah, but the central part of the ear, you just said, is cartilage. It's harder.
Yeah.
But it's like a petila. It just starts fire from here and it's going to go up. Something
have to catch fire first. He said, the Moshe said, whatever it means, that fires will not necessarily burn other limbs, but the ears will go first, because this is so, I mean, I don't know, whatever. So the bottom line is, Bar Kappara said, no Lashon Hara. Okay, let's see Rashi. Top of the page. Yaniach Yadav, if you hear something bad, stick your fingers into your ears. Shishvuya kiyase. It's shaped like a spike. My timer, claimant, but my time is kiyachesedis. In which way are fingers likened to spikes? Ename the mechalkan. If you're going to tell me because it's separate, shemachlukum zudim, so each finger is different. Ve'ene mechubarim yachad, and Hashem didn't make them connected, the fingers. Chadalimils, each one. Kushi. What is the question? Kol achas yesh batzerach. Every finger has its own need, not only for people, but after Chigavoy, even for Hashem, it has its own need. And like he says, Zuseres, Zeres Miktana, that's the smallest finger, the pinky, that they measured the Zeres of the Cheshin. Kmitza, Me'ezba She'etza Laktana, the finger next to the small one, meaning the ring finger, I think you call it. Laschilin Likmitz, Chupa, Sholesh, Esporis, Apas, Yodaya, Kmitza. Okay, like we said, how do you take kmitza? From this finger, and these three fingers, you take the kmitza. So this finger is needed for the kmitza. And the same thing, ama etzban kremitz. Zu ama me'agdele, from the big finger. Made it in ama's binyan v'ama's kelim. You measure the ama of the building and the ama of the kelim. Zu etzba, lematan dam shochatos. When the kohen sprinkled the blood on the mizbeach for the sin offering, it says, bad boy. And Zagudu Lebein Yarad in the Mitzvah. Sometimes it speaks about the thumb of Aaron.
So that would relate to Kohanim having fingers like that. But
yeah, but you see in the basin, no, Rashi said, that's what Rashi is an interesting word. Rashi says, for a person they have separate usages, and for the Beis HaMikdash also. By the way, God forbid, if somebody has any broken finger, yeah, one finger, you can't, oh, I got four others, you go crazy. Because each finger has its own unique function that the...
Maybe that's one of the reasons why Kohanim should be perfect, without blemish.
Well, that's not the only the reason, because Kohanim have to be, because they're serving God, they have to be perfect. What happens to the blemishes in the foot?
Also, if his fingers were short or long or something.
Or a left-handed crane was also a blemish, by the way, believe it or not. Yeah?
Wow. He had a big nose.
No, small nose didn't matter. Big nose didn't matter.
No?
No.
Also, the long nail for the bird to keep.
No, they had to do Malika, so they needed one long finger. Okay. Then it says, the Baisa, Rabbi Shmuel says, why did God make the lobe soft? That you should stick it into the ear. Basa should be safe for in the flesh that's at the end of the ear. Nichves tchila leivarim, he says the ears are going to burn first from all the limbs. Why? Brakis v'dakis lichavis mikulim. It's the softest and the easiest to burn, and that's what it says in Masech Tazav Eidazara. Hi Eved Kachavim Dechad Achresha, an idol worshipper that burnt the singes the hair off the animal. Shari lemeichel, you're allowed to eat afilu meresh udne, even the meat on the animal's head, even the meat of the ears. There's a din like this. An animal, what?
Which part are you doing now?
We'll just finish the Rashi. The Gemara says, if an idol worshipper cooks meat, okay, then it's made for idol worshipping. But what happens if he only burns the hair of the animal? So the rest of the animal could be used. And it says even the ears. Meaning even though it gets cooked the early, the quickest, it's still not considered that he cooked it. Okay? So that's just the word that therefore burns easier. Okay. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. Okay, we're like 10 lines down on Hey Amid Beis. 12 lines from the top. Okay, this Gemara we was brought down before, but the Gemara is discussing it now at great length. Can you live with a woman for the first time on Shabbos? A psula. Before there was a braisa that said you can't. Remember, then we said the Gemara later is going to discuss it. But the Gemara said you can't do Be'il. If you marry a virgin, that she has Dam Besulim, she's still the hymen, the virgin things, she's still a virgin. So the Gemara says you can't have relations the first time on Shabbos. Why? We'll see in the Gemara. But the Gemara said before you can't. Now the Gemara is going to discuss the why yes and why no. Okay? Now the question is, are you making a wound or not? On Shabbos, he can't cause bleeding. Okay, we'll see it. There's an argument in Rashi and Tosfos. What is the sin of causing bleeding on Shabbos? Is it coloring or is it shechting? Very interesting argument, Rashi and Tosfos.
Or is it the intention?
Huh?
Or the intention?
No, I'm saying, if I cut myself intentionally on Shabbos, okay, I did a malach on Shabbos. Okay? The question, what malach is it? Is it causing coloring? Or is it causing, is it shechita?
Coloring?
We'll see in Rashi. Rashi learns his coloring. You know?
It's also, it's specific. It's,
oh, that's, the whole Gemara is going into all that now.
Is what?
What? No, if you meant it, you didn't mean it, there's intention, unintention, if it's inevitable, not inevitable. The Gemara is going to go into this whole thing now. Okay, so Mar said like this. Iboy Luhu, the question was asked. Mahu libo betchila b'Shabbos. Are you allowed to have relations for the first time on Shabbos? What's the question? Do we say dam mifkit pocket? Do we say that the blood is only stored in the body, and I'll explain in a second, or chiburim mechberi, or you're actually making a wound. Now, just to give an analogy, if I have blood in a container, okay, and the container is closed, and I open the lid, and the blood falls out, I didn't do anything wrong, right? The blood was stored, I just took it out. So the question is, by a girl, when she has the psulim, dam psulim is called, the blood of a virgin, the question is the blood just stored there? And therefore, when the person opens it up through intimacy, the blood just comes out, and therefore it's not a wound, and therefore you would be allowed to do it on Shabbos, because it's just like opening a container, the blood comes out. Or do we say, it's bleeding because of a wound? Okay.
It's only with regard to this case. It's
in
not
other words,
regular...
the vaginal walls tear or not? That's the Gemara's question.
So it's not with a regular cutting of a finger.
No. But that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question is, it's like a regular cutting of a finger that you're actually making a wound? Or is the blood stored there? You're just opening up the door and then the blood comes out.
So why isn't this just a really simple question?
Huh?
Why isn't this just a really simple question?
That's the question.
But why? I mean, why shouldn't it be obvious? I mean, based upon easily observable.
We'll see in the Gemara. The way I understand what you're asking.
Like anatomy.
Huh?
As if he intended or not.
Well, we'll see. Coming up in the Gemara, I mean, we'll see. Okay. So he says like this. And then the Gemara, now this is, we didn't learn this too many times. When the Gemara sometimes asks a shayla like this, is it then A or B? Then the Gemara says, if it's A, is it C or D? And if it's D, is it E and F? And the Gemara takes it and just elaborates on it. Is it then A or B? Okay? And if the din is B, what's the case of C and D? And if the case is C, what's the din of E and F? That's a, it's called Imtim Suleiman. Okay? The Gemara asks the Shaila. And then the Gemara says this. Imtim Suleiman, if you want to answer, that Dam Mifkid Pocket, that the blood is actually just stored in the body, do we say, Ledavu Tzarech, that primarily he needs the blood, and therefore, it's Peshari is permitted. I'll explain this in a second. Maybe it's to make a doorway for us, and then it's forbidden. Okay? In other words, like this. Basically, on Shabbos, you cannot make a doorway. You can't create a door. Okay? Like, you know, why can't you open...
Sitira?
No. It's Baina.
Bone?
Mm-hmm.
A wall, you make a hole in it.
Okay, are you allowed to open a can on Shabbos?
No.
No, because you're making a keli. What's the definition of a keli in Halacha? That something can go in and something can go out. That's the din of a keli. Okay? So the Gemara's question over here is like this. If he only needs the blood, meaning to determine that she's a virgin, remember the whole story, might she not be a virgin, he'll get angry, he'll go to Beis Din. So the question is like this. Let's say the blood is only stored there. Okay? Now let's take it a step further. Is it because he wants the blood, and therefore he's not doing anything wrong? Or is he actually purpose intending to make an opening that things can go in and out of her body? Then it's a problem of making of building. In other words, the Gemara's question like this: the Gemara's question was, are you allowed to have for the first time relations in Shabbos or not? If the blood is only stored, then there's no problem. You're not making a wound, or maybe you're making a wound, then it would be forbidden. Shabbos, you're not allowed to make a wound. Now, let's say the Gemara says the real answer is. Because the blood is stored. But now they have a second question. Do you want the blood and therefore there's no problem with the blood? Or do you want to make a door in the body and therefore it is a problem because you're creating a doorway?
The wanting the blood is a problem also.
No, why?
If you are doing something on Shabbos because you need the chepsi itself. Isn't that the problem?
Are you allowed to take soda out of a bottle on Shabbos?
That's soda chachila.
Can you take anything else out of a bottle on Shabbos?
Yes.
Why not?
Because you need it. Ashkenazim, you cannot even for Sura Chachila, you cannot tear a bag to take the food out.
Are you putting a bottle in a keli or
is not a keli? No, the question over here is he opening up a doorway in the woman for later usage?
But for the sake of a mitzvah, unintentional it should be okay. Should
well, let's not get into that. Let's first see what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is going to get intentional, unintentional.
The question is it building or not building?
Correct. Right.
Bone or not bone?
Right.
If you want the blood, then it's not the bone?
No, because that's your kavani. Your kavani is only that.
But that's also doorway.
One second.
No?
1 second, we're not done.
So the woman is a virgin, right? You can't have...
One second. So now the Gemara says, 1 second. Now the Gemara says, V'imtem soleim l'damu tzarech. Okay? If the purpose is only for the blood, but the question is, you are making a doorway anyway. Mm-hmm. So is halacha like Reb Shimon that ain't a miskaven is mutter, or is halacha like Reb Yehuda that it's aser? That's the way the Gemara is working. Now, what did you want?
You can't. First of all, you can't. Never mind.
What?
What can't you say? You're peeling.
So, the question is, so let's say you get married Friday, right?
Yeah.
And you're having whatever you're doing on Friday night. That's not, you can't do that, right?
Well, that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question over here is, are you allowed to, or are you not allowed to? That's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara is now analyzing it from all angles. Number one, if you're making a wound, for sure you can't. But maybe you're not making a wound, because the blood's only stored, right? Then the Gemara takes it to step two, but even if it's only stored, maybe it's still forbidden. Because maybe you're making an opening. Or maybe you want the blood, not the opening.
So then,
right? So then, if you're making an opening and you want the opening, it would be forbidden. But if you don't want an opening, you just want the blood and the opening is coming automatically, so now we go into another argument. Is halacha like Reb Shimon, ain't a miskaven, unintentional is allowed? Or is halacha like Reb Yehuda, that unintentional is not allowed? Which means that even then you wouldn't be allowed to have relations on Friday night. And even if you want to say that halacha is Reb Yehuda, that einam is kaven is asur, but here the question is, are you destroying the door, or are you actually making it constructive? Meaning like this, we learned already in the Gemara, you're only chayiv for constructive work. Destructive work, you're not chayiv. Right? Remember, like you said, why can you open a bag on Shabbos if you're not tearing letters? Because you're destroying the bag. Right? So you're not really tearing because you're destroying the bag. So therefore, for food, the Chachamim allowed it. Now the question is like this. Granted, let's say, the Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, that unintentional is also forbidden. So let's say even though you want the blood, not the opening, but the fact is you're making an opening, right? So maybe the halacha is like Reb Shimon that you are allowed to. Maybe the halacha is like Reb Yehuda that you're not allowed to. And then the Gemara says, even if the halacha is like Reb Yehuda, maybe you're still allowed to. Why? Because you're ruining it, not making it better. A psula is more valuable without the door than with the door. That means making the door in the woman is actually ruining her.
No. You want to use her more. I mean, you want to have a relationship.
More than enough.
Right. Yeah. So therefore, the door is negative, destructive. Making her a non-basul is destructive.
Destructive, yeah.
So therefore, maybe even Rabbi Yehuda would agree you're allowed.
Why? You want to have more relationship with her, so if she's basula, it doesn't work.
But the bottom line is, a basula is still more valuable. Then remember, we Right? Psul is more valuable than non-psul.
That's why he takes it to court next day.
Right. So therefore, the fact that he's making an opening in her is destructive, not constructive. So maybe even Rabbi Yehuda would agree you're allowed to.
But that's Friday night, though.
We're talking about Friday night. So this is the Gemara is going very interesting back and forth. In every aspect of it, it should be allowed or not allowed. In other words, are you making a wound or is the blood just stored? Meaning, are you allowed or not allowed? Okay. Now, even if it's allowed because the blood is just stored, right? The Gemara's question is, like he says, are you making a doorway or not? Right? Even though it's unintentional, maybe the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda that you're not allowed to. But maybe you're allowed to because even Rabbi Yehuda holds you destroying it and therefore it would be allowed. So the Gemara is just asking the question meanwhile, with all these details, can you have a relation with a girl or not? If you're making a wound, for sure not. If your intention is to have an opening, for sure not. Right? Unless it's destructive, then it would be allowed. That's the one version of the Gemara. So, the first version of the Gemara took, again, the original question in a blackboard here, or overhead projector. The first question of the Gemara is it stored or wound? And then the Gemara started building on the store question, right? Are you making an opening? You're not making an opening. You're kavana, not kavana, all that. Now another version of the Gemara is starting from the opposite side. If you're making a wound, it's not allowed, right? So he says like this. That you're making a wound. So now the question is like this. Ladam hu tzarech, is it because you need the blood and therefore it's asur? Because you're actually wounding her and you want the blood to prove that she's a virgin, right? Or Dilma lanos atmutzach, he's just doing it to satisfy himself, and the blood coming is unintentional. But again, intim tzaleimar lanos atmutzach, he's only doing it for himself, and the blood is unintentional. Again, halacha k'rab Yehuda is halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, or halacha k'rab Shimon. That is intentional or unintentional. And even if you want to say the halacha is a kerab Yehuda, then it would be forbidden because ein miskaven is forbidden. The question is, mekalko b'chabura, is he making a wound in a negative way, or mekalko misakim b'chabura, or he's making it good? Why is it good for him? Because that he proves her virginity. It's proving your virginity. And if you want to say it's taka making a wound, the question is by destruction, right? Is halacha like Rabbi Yehuda or halacha like Rabbi Shimon? So this is the whole Megillah of the Gemara, trying to figure out. We still don't know the answer to the question. The Gemara is just asking a question in great length and detail. Are you allowed? You can see all these faces in over here that discuss in the Rashi's. There's a lot here. The bottom line is the blood stored or is it making a wound? And in each one, sometimes it will be forbidden, sometimes it will be allowed.
But Gemara doesn't come with the conclusion.
No. When I finish it.
It doesn't go next day.
Yeah. It may be Rav Amirav Sharin Shmuel says it's also.
Okay, I mean, still, there is no answer.
Yeah, the Gemara's going to answer it.
Rav Shari Shimon said also.
But the Gemara's not done yet. Just an argument with Rav and Shmuel say.
That's the... Ooh, it goes on.
Yeah.
Pesik Reisha.
Okay. Taisus over here asks Lachayis of Psik Reisha. What do you mean? Even if it's a dam hutzarech, if he's making an opening, what do you mean he doesn't want it? But it's still Psik Reisha anyway, so it still should be forbidden. So Taisus says it's possible to do it without making a. Shmuel says in the Gemara is going to quote this later, that it's possible to have relations with a virgin, that she's still a virgin.
So it's not a secretion.
Right, well, Tais doesn't go into
it. Is it a secretion, nichale or no nichale?
We'll see that also later in the Gemara. Okay, let's see Rashi. All the way back. There's a lot of Rashi here. Mahu livol betchile, you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Like 15 lines in the top of the page in Rashi. Mahu livol betchile. The question is like this. Can a man live with his wife for the first time on Friday night? So Rashi asks a question. The Gemara said before no. Does the Brai say before the Gemara quoted no? So what's the Gemara's question now? So Rashi said, Leshami lehach masnita deleil. This Gemara didn't hear of that Braisa from before. Inami or else, Shemilo, they did hear of it. Umiboylon, the question of the Gemara was, is halacha like that Braisa? Or is the halacha not like that Braisa? That's the Gemara's question. So what's the question? Is blood mifkit pocket, if it's just stored, or are you actually making a wound? Yeah? So he says like this, mifkit pocket, kumei pikad in konus, like a security just there. But ain't a nivla b'defni arechem. It's not absorbed. What? It's just standing there, stored. Ain't a nivla b'defni arechem. It's not absorbed in the walls of the womb. Lias yitziyase dechabud it to go out through a wound. Al shapesach no, the door is locked. Upeitzchem, when you open the door, the blood comes out. Now this is the Gemara's question. Rashi explained: is the blood just sitting there, that as soon as you open the door, it comes out, and therefore you're not making a wound, or are you actually making a wound? That's the Gemara's question.
It's like safekeeping. Safekeeping.
Yeah. Or the Gemara's question: chiburim mechber? Do we say dam besulim? Ayete de chaburo who it's through a wound? Shadefim misparik mechaveri. Okay, now Rashi doesn't say here what sin is making a chabura. Yeah? But Tesis quotes Rashi in the Gemara Shabbos that says you chai because of tzeveya coloring.
What are you coloring?
You're making it red. You bring a red color of dye, of blood.
But his skin is not. His skin is like the plastic when it comes to color.
We'll see. When we learn Tesis, we'll discuss more exactly why Rashi says that. Taisus argues, because Taisus says it's no coloring at all. And Taisus learns that the sin of causing the bleed is shechita. Because why is shechita forbidden? You're taking out the soul of the animal, right? If the soul is in the blood, ki adamu anefesh, anytime you take out blood, you so speak, sort of killing to a certain extent. You're killing the person.
So blood doesn't color, period?
Tais is going to say, Maitzvi Yikot.
Depends if the wall is porous on it.
That's what Tais is going to discuss. Tais's question of Rashi is going to quote Gemara about whether on skin there's coloring or not coloring, if there is a skin or no skin.
Blood on table is considered as coloring, definitely. That's not the question. It's just on the skin is a question.
Let me ask a question. If your finger is bleeding, can you take a napkin on Shabbos or a tissue and
hold it?
Clean it?
I guess not.
Can you or not?
No. Because the
just bleed
tissue.
To death.
No, the tissue. You can put your hand on it. No, you put your hand on it, you hold it. You don't have to put the tissue on it.
Let me tell you a little secret. You could take a napkin and clean it.
It's not considered coloring?
Let me ask a different question. You ever make Kiddush Friday night?
No, I don't. You do, Rabbi.
Okay. Somebody makes Kiddush Friday night. You know you get wine on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take a napkin to clean your hand?
You do it all the time, so I assume yes.
But don't forget me. I'm not religious. Can you do it?
Yes.
Why? Are you coloring the napkin purple?
Well, was your hand colored?
Yeah.
Spilled on it?
Okay, fine.
Why? No, there's a difference. See, and taste is interesting. There's a difference. For instance, if you have dirt on your hand, can you wash it on Shabbos?
Yes.
Yes.
Cold water.
If there's dirt on your sleeve, can you wash it on Shabbos?
No.
No, because that's kibbutz.
Right?
No, what's the difference?
It's kibbutz.
And why isn't kibbutz on your hand?
You're taking the dirt out of the clothing.
And what are you doing by your
skin? Farek. It's on the
farek.
You separate it.
No. Mechabes.
Mechabes.
Why is there kibbutz on your skin? If you get a dirt spot, you should have to leave it there until after Shabbos.
No, it doesn't go in. That's what I'm saying. It has to come out.
So there's a difference between wine on your fingers and wine in a napkin. Right? I'm just answering your question. You said same questions on the skin. And the skin is different because the skin you can wash. Mm-hmm. But you can't clean a napkin on Shabbos. Why is it allowed? Because you're destroying the napkin. It's destructive, not constructive. Mm-hmm. Bleeding is only chayiv if it's constructive coloring.
Hazaka is a problem.
Huh? If you ruin the napkin,
bloodletting.
Therefore, some poskim write, if it's a cloth napkin and it's purple and the same color as wine, you can't dry your hands on it from wine because you're coloring it a better, deeper color of the same color that the napkin is. There are poskim want to say, if you have a purple napkin, not cloth, cloth napkin, not a paper napkin, and your wines get full of blood, you taka shouldn't dry your hands on the napkin.
Don't buy wine colored napkin. Good to know. I didn't know that.
No, some poskim, not all of them. This is being really machmir.
No. That's not because you're coloring the napkin. When you have a white napkin and you make it purple, you ruin the napkin. Besides the fact that you're going to ruin it, mom, you have to throw it out. Right?
You know what the chances are that they would match?
That's what I'm saying. But hypothetically, if you have such a metzias, it would be an issue. So if your finger's bleeding, you could take a napkin and clean it because...
You're destroying
your napkin. I guess the Gemara's going to come for that.
By the way, for you that's looking at me so much, this Shabbos, my finger was bleeding, I had a napkin on it in Korea. Should have looked.
And if the dirt is between your fingernail and your
hand, clean off.
If it's deeper,
yeah, they didn't clean off.
Why not on clothing you cannot get in?
It's kibbutz. It's laundry.
Kibbutz is because we separate the dirt from the clothing.
No, it's nothing to do with beirut.
But if the clothing has just the dirt
lint,
on top of it.
Lint.
It's a problem.
Not dirt. Lint you can take off on Shabbos.
If it's part of the clothing?
No.
Lint means it's on top of the clothing. You know English? You don't know English. How do you tell me in Farsi? No.
No pores, you can't. If it's a part of the material that it comes up. Yevulot, was it called? Yevulot?
No, it's us three, the only ones that know what they're talking about.
A faucet is separated from your clothes, not your clothes.
Okay, fine. Yevulot, yeah.
That's like dog hair.
Yeah, okay, fine. But Yevulot, you are not allowed to take him out.
If what?
Is it called Yevulot? The little the things that come out of the clothes.
Yevulot is on the skin.
No, Yevulot. Maybe I got this.
Anyway, this don't taste of your dam mifke pocket tastes of go not Rashi. Rashi doesn't say what the sin of chabura would be, but in Shabbos Rashi says it would be a din of tzveya. Hmm. And Taisus holds a shchita. There's a lot. We'll see in Taisus over here. Anyway, then he says back to the Rashi. Intem Suleiman mifke pocket. If you're going to say that the blood is only stored, ve'ein be'mishum chabura, and there's no wound. What is the intent of the person taking it out? Is he needed for the blood? And he wants to bring out the blood because he's not doing anything wrong. It's just the blood is in there and now it's coming out. Maybe he wants to make an opening in the woman and therefore a kabinyan is a building and it's also. You're not allowed to build passageways on Shabbos. And if you're going to say his intention is only for the blood and not for the opening, but now the shalas ainim miskaven, is halacha like Rabbi Shimon that's allowed, or is halacha like Rabbi Yehuda that forbids it? Do we say halacha Rabbi Yehuda bedavish ainim miskaven or asur? Or Rabbi Shimon umutter? Maybe it's like Rabbi Shimon that says you're allowed to. So Rashi right away has some time with psikresha v'liyamasu, but it's a psikresha. It's for sure going to happen. What do you mean you didn't intend? You're making a passageway. What do you mean you didn't intend? So Rashi says, Umachinun alakam, and the Gemara asks this question, says the same thing like Rashi over here, Umashaninun, and the Gemara later answers, Yesh bikin batia, there's certain people that know how to do this, vein dam yeitzem, va'afin pesach nifchad. There's a feasibility to live, to have intimacy with this psula in a way that you don't create an opening. Shmuel says he's able to do it in the Gemara. And if that's the case, it's not a psikration. Psikration means when it has to happen. But if you could do it in a way that there's no opening, then it's not the psikration.
Don't think majority of the intent of a bridegroom is it's usually, you know.
The question is it considered what he wants and what he doesn't want? Does he want to make an opening, then it's forbidden. Does he not want to make an opening, then maybe it's allowed.
Yeah, if he doesn't want to show off, then it's not an issue. I mean, that's the question of the Gemara at the beginning.
Yeah, but here the Gemara is saying, what does he want from it? And it says, Intim Salem Alocha Krab Yuda, Akati Ikel Miboy, because it's still a question, because Kaiman on the Gemara and Shabbos says like this. Kiyam Rab Yehuda, when does Rab Yehuda hold Einem Miskavin is Osir, it's only be Misakin, when you construct it. Avu be Mekalkul Einem Alocha. Right? So therefore, Yeshlish Shela Pesach Zer, you need to understand about this opening that the husband is making. Im Tikkenu Etzla, is he constructive? Or kilkula etzla. Why? Why is it good or bad? So Rashi says, like we said, a psula chshuva min a bu'ula. A psula is better than a bu'ula. So if you're making a doorway, you're really ruining the psula. Because now she's going to become worth less.
And what do you say? Who etzla toward to
by the woman,
benefit.
Is it? Right.
Not his benefit?
No. Is it the passageway good for her, or is it destructing?
Oh.
Is it constructing her or destructing her? And Rashi says the fact is the psula is worth more. So for her, this opening is worth destructive.
So the guy is not at question if it's good for him or not.
Well, the question is in the thing you're making an opening, is it good?
Oh, it's lost.
Are you ruining when you rip open a bag? Are you ruining the bag? Not you.
Oh.
If you're ruining the bag, the object that you're making the tearing. That's the question.
What does the hay go on? It's law. The hay goes on
by her. By her. When you make an opening in her, is that constructive or destructive? V'im tem tzolem mekalka, Rashi says, lo yigasin, in mekalka divida kol mutter. Okay. Okay, the next Rashi. V'dam memele kohave, o'einim is kavan leitzi, he doesn't intend to take out the blood. Avol yeitzi v'nim tzachabur and asir shtei bekavona, and is done without kavona. So now the question is, aloha krab yuda, maybe it's Einim Miskavin, maybe he's Misakin is Asur. Or Aloha Krab Shimon, the Einim Miskavin is Mutter. And even if you want to say that Aloha is a Krab Yehuda, maybe he's ruining her, like he said before, according to the first version. Kilkul Mutter, or Tikkun Uvas, is it ruining her, and therefore it's allowed? Or you're making her better, and it's forbidden? And he said, Im Kilkul, you can say Fulstein, it's an Isur. If it's Einim Miskavin, he holds a Krab Yehuda. Whatever. Rashi is just explaining the various scenarios that sometimes halacha would be. You're not. So the Gemara didn't answer the question yet. The Gemara just brought all sides to the question. Is it a wound? Is it not a wound? Is it constructive? Is it destructive? Is halacha like Rabbi Yehuda? Is halacha not like Rabbi Yehuda? Is halacha like Rabbi Yehuda by constructive and destructive? So basically, the bottom line of it, the Gemara's question still remains. Can somebody live with his wife for the first time on Shabbos?